Got lots of folks wondering if things are possibly going to dry out, possibly warm up, maybe for harvest. Is there still lots of corn and soybeans out in the field here in the upper Midwest, Bryce?
There certainly are a lot of crops that need to be brought in. There's no doubt about it. The scenario is probably the slowest from what I've been able to gather and checking with producers since about 2009, around 9 years ago. The good thing about this time of history relative to back then is that at least corn is drier in the field than it was back in 2009. So we have that going on in favor of being able to resume. But as far as this week is concerned, it is going to be drier. We're going to get more of an upper air pattern that has upper level high pressure focusing over the plains and the Midwest. And that is going to give a drier trend. Now, temperatures are still going to be on the chilly side. We're not going to have a real easy time of it getting out of this much below normal track probably until the end of the week. And then in the 6 to 10 day time frame, it's going to trend more toward a near to below normal type of pattern. But it will be drier, and that should help things out. It is going to be slow, though, because of how we're starting out.
What are some of the wettest areas? I think you said the eastern Corn Belt's doing okay. It's mostly out here in the west and the upper Midwest that's been hit hardest?
Yes, it is. I put the wettest conditions in a number of areas, actually, now. We've got central and part of north central Kansas that are quite wet. Much of Iowa has a pretty wet pattern to get out of. Minnesota, Wisconsin, the eastern part of Nebraska, and then into eastern South Dakota and into the Red River of the North in North Dakota and Minnesota. So, you know, you can basically say that the majority of the western Corn Belt is looking at wet fields and wet crops right now.
Is there one outstanding cause, I guess, as to why the rain stuck around here in the Midwest and those other areas for so many days in a row?
Well, I think the big feature is that over the southeastern half of the U.S. during much of the last half of September and into the first part of October, there was a large area of summer-type high pressure that just kind of parked over the southern Appalachians in northern Georgia, northern Alabama, southern Tennessee, and that the presence of that high just kind of impeded or blocked any storm system progression out of the western U.S. once it kind of hit that solid wall of upper-level high pressure. And so there was the repeated occurrence of moderate to heavy rainfall that developed. And in kind of a weird way, the formation of that Hurricane Michael system in the southeast last week sort of unlocked that southeastern high. And we're now seeing that it's working farther out, and it's, you know, kind of lost its influence on our U.S. weather pattern. But it took that kind of a real powerful independent feature almost to dislodge that high. But that was a big reason why things were as wet as they have become.
Last one for you. I was kind of curious. Speaking of Michael, they were assessing damage late last week. What were some of the, were the rainfall amounts as big as they were when Irma passed through that area?
They were very close. And then along with that, the track of that hurricane last week was not a real wide track, but where it hit with a powerful force. And it was very similar to Hurricane Andrew that just wrecked South Florida during its occurrence around Labor Day 1992, 26 years ago. Hurricane Michael hit that panhandle of Florida and then roared through southeastern Alabama and southern and central Georgia and on into the Carolinas. And where it hit, you know, it made landfall as a Category 4 hurricane, which is very unusual. So it had, you know, these winds that were in excess of 150 miles an hour. That just caused immense damage both to property, commercial property, residential property, and then of course tore through the cotton country of Alabama and Georgia fiercely, and it was a real terrible experience for producers there because not only did they lose a crop, but they lost one of the best looking crops that they had had for quite some time.